Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 172. Welcome to the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
Do you know what you don't know? Hard enough question that. Now I'm sure you've heard the expression, you don't know what you don't know. Now what I'm proposing is that's a very defeatist expression. Like, it is what it is. You don't know what you don't know. So why bother anyway? There's no point. So I would rather we concentrate on do you know what you don't know and how to identify what you don't know. Because it's easy enough to identify what you don't know. If you don't have the answer to something and you don't know, you can lie, you can bullshit, you can spoof, you can waffle your way. But really, Don't believe your own hype. Don't believe your own lies. If you don't know something, the sooner you identify it, the sooner you can rectify the problem. How do you identify your weak areas? Well, if you actually can't step outside of yourself and realize the areas that you are weaker at, that you, if you improved, could attract more success in your life, then what do you do? If you can't identify them yourself because you're too emotionally linked, it's easy. Ask other people, ask a mentor, ask a family member, ask a friend. They are all too willing to point out your inadequacies. Go online and take some tests. Figure it out. First of all, figure out what areas that you could improve on that would bring more success into your life. So, you know, a lot of people have a lot of interest in various different business ideas, and that's all well and fine. But if you don't have the knowledge of that industry, then it doesn't matter how positive or what your mindset is. You need the knowledge first. Then you need the motivation as well. So without the knowledge, it's going to be impossible. And you're only kind of blagging to yourself and to other people as well. So find out what it is you don't know first. Then, when you've figured out what you don't know, decide whether you wish to pursue it, whether you wish to improve it, whether you wish to continue down that path of education. You might not want to, and if you don't, that's totally valid as well. It might not be worth the sacrifice to you. You might want to concentrate more on your strengths than your weaknesses, depending on the project that you have at hand. Now, that doesn't mean that it's the end of the road for you. No, absolutely not. It means that you can employ somebody that can basically do the areas that you can't do or won't do or don't have enough information about. If you're not in a position to employ them, you could partner with them. So you could joint partner them. This goes for life as well, life advice. If you marry someone identical to you, I don't know about you, but if I had done that, I would drive myself absolutely bonkers. So it would never have worked. So you don't necessarily, especially when it comes to business, you don't necessarily want to go with somebody who has the exact same skill set as you or the exact same beliefs, because it means that you are missing all of the things that you don't know. I'll give you a little bit example. When I went from kickboxing, I'd been doing kickboxing and stand-up martial arts for, I don't know, a decade or decade and a half or something, and I wanted to get into MMA. Now, the most obvious route for me would have been to find an MMA coach from a striking background like me and to work on my defense against BJJ, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and defense against wrestling, and to really focus on my striking. But I did not do that. As a lifelong martial artist and striker, I wanted to do the opposite and immerse myself in the world of submission grappling and wrestling. So I identified and found a coach who was the complete opposite to me. A formidable striker, absolutely, but a renowned for being the godfather of ground and pound. I am talking about Ian the Machine Freeman. Hopefully he doesn't mind me doing a name drop. And I went to him. So I didn't go to a striking coach who specialised in MMA. I went to an MMA coach who, as formidable as a striking coach he is, he specialises in ground and pound and wrestling and BJJ. And what it did for me, basically, it immersed me in a totally different world as somebody who'd been doing striking for so long, and immersed me in a totally different world to which... to where I think I greatly improved my BJJ and wrestling beyond what I would have done if I had just gone to a striking coach. And while people can argue about my results as an MMA fighter, it helped me because it got rid of the boredom of striking as well. It opened up and renewed my thirst and my hunger to improve myself and to learn something that I did, the background that I didn't come from. And I feel more well-rounded as a result. So it's the same with you in business. It's the same with you in life. If you can identify what you don't know, then you have a choice of working on it or not, or attracting the people into your life that have those skills and ultimately bring you further down the path to what it is that you want to achieve. We all want more success in our lives, but we can't all do the same things. We can't just concentrate on just the areas that we know. It's important to know our weak areas. It's important to work on and improve our weak areas, or it's important to get the people that can give us the information about our weak areas to help us along the path. Because if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. And we're looking at the future and we're looking at improving our lives as much as possible. So drastic results do require drastic action. And that does mean, do you know what you don't know? You're going to have to identify that one. Don't just go with the, sure, shoulder shrug. You don't know what you don't know. So what's the point in bothering? That's not the mindset of the Success Sensei disciples. Thank you for listening. I would love a bit of feedback, so send me a message anytime. Thank you for everyone that's messaged me so far. I appreciate the encouragement. I know I might sound to you like the most positive or most confident person, but you know, it's nice to get a little bit of feedback. The majority of time, this is a solitary task. You're just in front of the microphone recording away, and you only get a little bit of interaction during the week. And even though I'm always banging on about, you know, being social and personal skills and face-to-face communication, unless I get a message from you, I'm not really getting much of that feedback. So I would love to hear from you, and I thank you to all my supporters that have messaged me so far. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.